Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Anytime my grandparents come to visit, I'd be excited because they'd always spoil me with stuff. They'd always have gifts and things, chocolates, all sorts of stuff that my parents would never buy for me.
All right.
It was like good cop, bad cop when they came to visit.
Yeah.
But there was always a downside. Granddad had to sleep in my room and I had to empty his pee bucket. There was a pee bucket.
Was he a bit, his mobility wasn't the best? He couldn't get to the toilet?
No, he could walk to the toilet. He just preferred to pee in a bucket.
So Granddad was just lazy.
Yep.
That's all it was.
Had to empty that pee bucket. And there'd be some times where, you know, being a young kid with very frail arms, sometimes you didn't quite make it to the back door without some splashing and stuff going around. So when I saw this story last night...
I was going to say, most kids don't want to see their grandparents kick the bucket. You really didn't want to see.
No.
I mean, you shouldn't whinge so much because Charlie Bucket from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, he had to clean four buckets.
Two sets of
grandparents. You know what I mean? He had four grandparents in that bed. I imagine they all had buckets. I had much worse than you did.
Always love that classic scene where Grandpa Joe sings and dances and the mum looks at the rest of them like, anyone else want to get out of bed? Who else has been playing me for
a
fool?
Who wants to go and earn a living?
But when I saw this story about this school in Western Sydney, they really dropped the ball on this one. It was Werrington County Public School. We heard claims that children had to pee in a bucket after the school went into a lockdown.
Okay.
In the classroom. Yeah, have a listen to this.
Parents picking up their kids from Werrington County Public School are calling for some serious explaining after their children were made to urinate in buckets during a lockdown at the school yesterday. Teachers were responding to a behavioural incident with a disruptive student, prompting the sound of alarm bells through the school after recess and a stay-inside order, which lasted 4 hours.
Right. 4 hours of being stuck in a room with stale-smelling piss. Not great.
Yeah, look, it sounds disgusting, but having worked as a teacher and having to go into the boys' toilets...
Yeah, you got that anyway.
It's much worse in there, okay? Peeing in a bucket sounds much better than what most little boys do in the...
Obviously, the Department of Education have gone, you know, condemned this and said, please explain. Like, surely one of the teachers could have escorted one of the students to the toilet if they really needed to go.
Mm.
Apparently, they were trying to cover up by saying it was only 2 hours, and then apparently it was 4 hours.
Oh,
this lockdown lasted, and the bucket was in, like, a wardrobe in one of the
even better.
In the broom closet or something. Like, I imagine the janitor, hopefully they emptied this out, the janitor comes up and is like, what's this?
Again, it's like when I was a teacher, there would always be kids trying to get out of class going like, I have to go to the toilet, I have to go to the toilet. I imagine there wouldn't be too many kids go, I have to use the bucket, sir.
Yeah.
It's like, no one wants to do
that. I always love a good eyewitness account, especially from kids, because there's just no filter. And, well, they had to chat with one of the kids at the school.
We had to wee in buckets and... if we needed to go toilet and we had to do work still.
Yeah, I don't know which is worse, peeing in the bucket or doing the work still.
Yeah. The sort of the ones and twos in the maths class should be just kept up onto the whiteboard, I think, not
I would imagine you could use the bucket as a bit of a way to get kids to behave. It's like, do you want the bucket? Do you want me to get the bucket? No, nothing like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, obviously it's going to be a bit an investigation into this, and yeah, they've kind of dropped the ball on this one. But I imagine when they go back to normal learning, the older kids will be like, yeah, whatever, we've lived through a pandemic, all this stuff. We've seen it all.
Mm.
Not that traumatic. But for the younger kids, when they go back to learning, all of a sudden there's nursery rhymes in the classroom. They start singing, there's a hole in my bucket, Delilah, Delilah. It's like, oh, sorry, what? Too soon. Sorry.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Have you ever noticed something that has had a change in flavour? 1-300-92-1250. If you have a favourite snack or something and they've changed the flavour of it, we want to hear from you because KFC next month, I mean, it's happening, it's like a three-night KFC banquet.
Mm.
And it starts on April 1st, though, so I'm kind of wondering if this is just a big gag. But it's going to be happening in Sydney, $75 a head. It's an 11-course KFC degustation. And they're going to basically...
strange items.
Make all your regular favourites.
Shoot them up.
Yeah, they're going to make them fancy. Nellie Robertson, I think his name is. Nellie Robinson, a British chef, is going to be serving up some delicious treats, including supercharged wings, potato and gravy candle. I don't know what that is.
Well, that doesn't sound too delicious.
Fancy popcorn chicken, la-di-da drumstick.
La-di-da drumstick.
Things like that. So it's all the sort of the regular stuff you'd find on the KFC menu, but they're making it more presentable and more, I guess, upmarket. So it looks like something that should be served at a Michelin star restaurant instead of, you know, the Bateman's Bay KFC.
At least these guys have told us about this. There's nothing worse than when you get a company that changes the flavour of something and they don't tell you and just try and act like everything's all cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, it sounds like this is being changed for the better, but normally they change the flavour of something and it makes it worse.
shapes.
Yeah.
You remember that a few years back? They didn't tell
anyone. People were almost marching over in the streets on this one.
I saw all of a sudden, I had some old boxes of pizza shapes, and I had people trying to offer me money. Because it was the old flavor. People were selling it for like $50 on eBay.
Yeah.
Boxes, the original pizza shapes flavor or barbecue shapes flavor. And then eventually, as people do, they just went absolutely nuts over this. And they eventually went, sorry, we're sorry. We'll change it back. Don't hurt us.
For me, it's Tim Tams. Yeah. I don't know what Arnott's has done over the years, but they changed the chocolate and it's not quality chocolate anymore. And Tim Tams today, I know people still love them. And if you're doing the, you know, Tim Tam slam, you're sucking coffee through it, doesn't really make a difference. But if you're just eating a Tim Tam raw, it's not as nice. And Arnott's keeps bringing out all these different flavors of Tim Tams. They got like, you know, 20 new flavors each week. And I'm like, you can't even get the original flavor right. Why are you bringing out new flavors? Fix the original
one. I'd imagine old man Brad walks to the fridge and gets the Tim Tams and goes, oh, you Tim Tams these days don't understand how good we used to have it.
Oh, look, don't get me wrong. I'll still smash a packet of Tim Tams if you offer me one, but I don't buy them anymore because I know they don't taste as good. So we want to hear from you. 1-300-92-1250. We've got Lyndall on the phone. What are they change the flavour of that you just don't like anymore? What is it?
Milo bars.
Oh, I don't think I've eaten
Sneaky
a Milo
buggers.
Bar.
Oh, they're trying to palm us off on these cocoa pop stuck together looking things, and they used to just be compressed Milo covered in chocolate in a twin pack. Couldn't rot your teeth any quicker.
Yeah, that's terrible. That sounds that good. You could have just dropped it in with milk and just ate it like that. That would have been pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, or shave it with your teeth one at a time and drive your mother nuts.
Yeah.
And what, now it just looks like a dehydrated poo, does it?
It truly does. It's worse than a Chiquito bar in a pool.
Oh, yeah. So the only thing this new Milo bar is good for is playing pranks around April Fool's Day or maybe Halloween parties.
That's great, Lyndall.
We hear your concern, Lyndall. We'll send the appropriate emails and we'll start like a Facebook group.
We'll get on to Nestle.
Excellent. Thanks very much. You can also send it to the Scorched Peanut Bar people as well.
All right,
we'll do. Whole manifesto here. Well, thanks for calling in.
All righty. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
We can start a new segment, What Grinds Lyndall's Gears.
Yeah,
I'm going to go on for a little while. We have plenty of comments on our Power FM Big Bay Facebook page. Coralie says Nutella.
Oh, really?
She reckons they've changed the flavour from Nutella. Lots of people are saying shapes.
Yeah.
People are saying coleslaw, which is now on the Twisters at KFC.
people remember back in when I was a kid, it used to taste like this. But it's like, doesn't your taste change though?
Yeah.
Like this, I used to hate tomato when I was a kid. Now I like it.
Maybe, but my missus is onto something as well. Like she's obsessed with those tubes since they've come back. And she reckons they've changed the flavour on them.
They've changed tubes.
And I actually had Belinda from Bemboka call up around a week ago saying the same thing.
Flavour
she reckons changed.
It's tube gate.
It's tube gate. We'll
We're going to get to the bottom of that.
Let's shuffle our papers. We'll get to the bottom of that as well.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
8 nights staying in the town of Orange might sound like a boring holiday, but not when they're armoured knights, baby!
Transforming the showground into a medieval kingdom. The setup is well underway, the ticket holders taking a step back in time. The fair includes a jousting event with 8 knights in full armour dating back to medieval times.
Yeah, so good he said it twice. The Orange Medieval Fair starts this Saturday.
That would be great for the local town. I imagine people coming from outside the area. It'd be very confusing at the hotel. It'd be like, I'd like a room for 2 nights, please. I'd be like, well, I'm sorry, what?
I'm like, look, we've spent the last 2 years recreating the medieval plague, so why not this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No experience.
You ever been to a medieval fair?
No, but I imagine I would be just standing there stunned with my mouth open if I was walking the dog or somewhere in the local park and this was going on.
Oh, it is amazing to see. If you've never checked out medieval reenacting, these people take it very seriously. This is Andrew McKinnon describing what you can see if you happen to take the trip to Orange this weekend for the medieval fair.
There's going to be Viking battles, there's knights combat, there's also a medieval village with over 200 reenactors.
It'll be like stepping back in time and, you know, watching people just bashing each other. You know, you have to go down when Aldi has a special buy to see people fight this ferociously normally, but now you can go and see it like it was in yesteryear.
Yeah, well, you can call it a reenactment or you can call it a dry run for the future in the next 30 years.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. Everyone on horseback, like, fighting over
fuel prices,
a loaf of bread, things like that.
Horseback.
Maybe that doesn't do it for you, but I know this will, Hutsy.
Get me over the line.
They have a special beer this weekend at the Orange Medieval Fair.
The event also partnering with a local brewery to create a medieval beer just for the event, a bit of mead.
I never tried mead before.
Mead's quite nice. So, yeah, yesterday's beer at today's vastly inflated prices. Why wouldn't you try it? We need to pinch this. Why does Orange have a medieval fair? Why does the far south coast not have one? We've got the Naruma Oyster Festival, Eat Marimbula. We had the jazz festivals coming up in Marimbula as well. Next Exit's coming up in Batemans Bay. We've got all these festivals. I want a medieval festival.
Yeah, we need to. It's about time we need to steal one. You get all these small towns and other towns get all these random festivals. Like, I think there's like an Elvis festival in Parks.
Yeah.
Of all places.
Exactly.
You're like, wait.
Why is it there?
Okay.
So, yeah, let's get the ball rolling and have a medieval festival. I'm sure we've already got some reenactors here on the far south coast.
I bet we do.
I have many years of experience as a village idiot, so I think I would be perfect for that role if we get the fair down here.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.